Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And today we have an old friend with me, actually, Jim McIntosh. How are you doing, Jim?
Good, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Jim actually is the general manager, basically, of Tough Techs of California, which is the upscale kind of West Coast brand of carpet, primarily residential carpet, that's manufactured and it was sold nationwide and manufactured on the West Coast, right?
That's correct.
You've been in the carpet flooring business for several years, right?
Probably too long at this point.
Well, I think you were in Minneapolis, and you know, before Shaw bought Queen, you were the head of marketing, and now you're out there, you know, eating fruits and nuts in California, living in a great place. I've been to your place out on the West Coast, so you're loving life, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, you got some big news, too. Actually, I'm going to tell you, what we're getting ready to talk about is a major launch, a major license launch from Tough Techs, and Sandy, Michigan kicked it off today at the Carpet One Floor and Home Show, and he said it was the most visionary product introduction in the flooring industry in 2009. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice talk from Sandy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, when I first heard about it, because you whispered, you know, gave me a little advance notice about it when you first told me about it, I thought you were crazy. But let me tell you why I thought you were crazy. When somebody says that a carpet producer is going to hook up with Disney and produce a line of carpet that's Disney themed, I mean, I thought, you know, here's Tough Techs, which is known for its styling. And it's, I mean, one of the great things y'all did a couple of years ago was your whole coordinates programs where you could develop carpets that worked in upscale homes with stone and tile, and you were one of the first people to do that, and they did very well for you.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought y'all were going to come out with a carpet line that had Goofy and Tigger and Donald Duck in it, but that's not what it is at all, is it?
No, not quite. It's very sophisticated, actually, and, of course, everybody has the impression that it's, you know, Mickey Mouse, you know, a bunch of print-based carpets with some of the traditional Disney characters. But once they take a look at it, they realize that it's really an upscale treatment of, you know, very, very sophisticated, good-looking patterns, primarily, for children's rooms.
And so what you've really done, and I got a hand, what Sandy said today is exactly right. I mean, it's brilliant for a couple of reasons. One is you've hooked up with, I think, the number two brand in America, in Disney, behind Coca-Cola, the number two brand, right?
They purport to be the number two brand, and I think that you'd have a tough time, challenging that. When you see everything that they do, and you see the breadth and depth of their brand exposure across, so many markets, internationally even, it's amazing. And you don't realize, the expansiveness of their brand until you sit down and you go through one of their presentations, and then you remember that they own ESPN, they own ABC, they have 11 theme parks all around the world, they've got their own Disney Channel, of course, and they have so many different brands, so many movies that are out, so many, traditional and classic releases like, Snow White and, Peter Pan and all of those things that we grew up with.
So it's a $30 billion company. They want to be a $50 billion company. Give us some background on how this thing came about, and then we'll talk about the product.
Yeah, well, that's interesting how it came about. I wish we could take more credit for, initiating this, mm-hmm. but we sort of backed into it in a way. We do.
Well, let me say, you deserve the credit because you were responsive to a request. So, you got it because they asked you to do something and you did it. So,
well, that's part of it. Yeah. But it was interesting the way it came about. We have had a great relationship with KB Homes over the years, and Tough Techs has been one of the primary vendors to them, under the Shaw umbrella. And they were very successful 3, 4, 5 years ago when they introduced branded communities using Martha Stewart. And those communities, I had the pleasure of walking a couple of them, did very well for them. And, of course, as everybody well knows, the new construction business is not what it was back in 2004, 2005.
There's an understatement.
Yeah. they were looking for new ideas to drive traffic to their new projects. So they came up with the idea of offering Disney theme rooms in their new subdivisions and putting these Disney theme rooms in their models. Well, they asked us if we'd work with the Disney people, which they had already contacted, to go ahead and develop the product offerings for them. And, of course, we said we'd be happy to do that. So our product development team started working with the Disney people to create product for K&B. And after the Disney people saw the products that we were able to go ahead and bring to market, they said to us, look, what do you think about us developing a residential program for you to take to the marketplace? And we met with them subsequently and said, look, why don't we just go ahead and proceed with development? Let's see what happens with it. Well, as our people got more involved with it and the Disney people got more involved in it, it started to take shape. And then you'd see one pattern after another that was developed, and it got better and better every time we touched it. And it got to the point where we looked at it and said, you know what? We need to go ahead with it. We need to do it. So that's the way it came to fruition, and we've been working on it for, I would say, 5-6 months at this point to get the product line and get it ready to go to market.
All right. So one more key point I think we need to point out as people start hearing about this is that you know, they've done some research. Somebody's done some research and determined that the expense that a couple or a family will do on changing out their children's room, I mean, there's some statistics out there that says that they will redecorate their children's rooms 2.8 times. Isn't that right?
That's the statistics that we get from Disney. And, of course, they have a great marketing team as well as a great creative team, as you well know. Uh-huh. And they do a terrific job of positioning their brands. So the statistic that you quote there is a statistic that they gave us when we started working the program with them. And their brands, the way it's set up in this program, really let us start with for instance, the Winnie the Pooh brand, which they have targeted for expecting mothers and infants, mm-hmm. up to tweens, which they have at the top of the chart, tweens between 8 and 14 years old, which is their Hannah Montana brand is targeted for that area. So our overall assortment and our licensing agreement with Disney is for six of their franchises, the Winnie the Pooh, Toy Stories, Cars, right. Hannah Montana, Princess, and fairies. So we have products under each of those six franchises, mm-hmm. and the products were developed in coordination with Disney people. In other words, they supplied a lot of the creative work, showed us all of the style elements they have for each of those franchises, and then our designers took their style guides and started to create pattern carpets to go ahead and emulate some of those patterns in soft floor covering. And that's how it started.
Well, I got to admit, reiterate, it's elegantly subtle the way you do it. Because, I mean, if somebody thinks they're going to go into the store and find this Disney collection and think Pooh Bear is going to be, you know, LCL'd into the carpet, that's not what it is at all. But it actually does have almost a contributing theme that works with the whole decor of a room, and so I've got hats off to you. The colors are unbelievable. How did you come up with the colors?
Well, all of the colors were actually colors that were developed with the Disney people, mm-hmm. and the colors that we have in each of the franchises coordinate with all of the variety of other home improvement products that they offer. For instance, there's a Bear paint line, a Disney Bear paint line. There's stencils to put on the young people's walls. Mm-hmm. There's bedspreads and a variety of other different home furnishings that Disney already has licensed to other vendors. And the colors that we have in each of those franchises will coordinate with all of those other interior finishes. So it's possible that the consumer can go out, pick up one of our carpets, and design a Disney theme room for their child.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And you know, in this day and age, when people are cutting back on what they're doing, where they're spending, they're going to continue to spend on their kids. So I think you've really hit on something here.
Well, that's we went back and forth as far as the thought process on this, and mm-hmm. We got to the point where we said, well, what are we carpeting now? And mm-hmm. on the West Coast, the majority of the carpet we're selling is in bedrooms.
Right.
Hard surface owns the main floor, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if you look at models out on the West Coast and new construction models, you'll see that most of the carpets that are used out there are patterns. And the more you start thinking about you're carpeting bedrooms. If there's four bedrooms in a house, how many of them there are children in them? The more you can talk yourself into buying into this, particularly when you look at the product assortment and you see how different it is, how sophisticated it is, and what people can do with it. And one of the things that we thought would be a big attraction for the retail customers would be the ability to build store traffic this year. And I think there are a lot of people that you will give up on some of the hardcore promotional advertising. I mean, how many times can you advertise no payments till 2014, right. Yeah. 99 cents laminate and build traffic? I think this is something to build traffic and get people to come into the stores.
Yeah, actually, because I think this is going to be promoted on Disney's some of Disney's own websites, isn't it?
It'll be shown on the Disney Home website, and mm-hmm. then we'll also have it on ShawFloors.com, and then we're also working right now on a web package that we'll be able to go ahead and have set up for each of the customers that want to go ahead and participate in the program.
Well, let's talk about that real quick before we run out of time. Let's say a dealer has listened to this and is interested in jumping on with you and wants to know more about how they can be part of this program. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, you're being kind of selective, aren't you?
Well, we originally targeted for about 1,200 dealers across the United States, and we are being a little bit selective on it because we realize that it's something that people can't private label.
Right.
No use to, you know, private labeling Hannah Montana. That would sort of lose the fizz, if you will.
Yeah.
So you were trying to make it so it's profitable for everybody in the chain, and so we're going to have some guidelines, and we're going to have actually a dealer-authorized agreement, which will include a few elements in it that I think the dealers are going to like. One is like a minimum advertised price. The other things are no bootleg clause and a couple of those things that build some teeth in it that make it profitable for the retailer, make it profitable for us, make it profitable for Disney.
Well, I got to tell you, I've seen the display unit, and it's got the big Disney logo at the top of it. And again, the colors are sensational. It's one of those wing and wing type displays. So if somebody's interested in looking at that and considering possibly picking it up, they just need to call their local Tuftex rep. Is that right?
Their local Tuftex rep, or of course, at this point in the season, we're just starting all of our regional sales events. So we'll be showing the products here at the CCA convention. We'll be showing it here at the end of the week at Shaw's Dallas event, and then we'll be showing it at the Shaw Flooring Alliance convention next week in Orlando, and then all of the other Shaw regional events around the country. So any of the dealers that are interested in taking a look at the program and think they might have some interest in promoting Disney to build store traffic can attend one of the Shaw regional events and get a first-hand glimpse on what it's going to look like.
Yeah, and for clarification, you don't have to be CCA, Carpet One, or you don't have to be aligned. I mean, it's available to whoever wants to step up.
Anybody that wants to step up, the criteria primarily is we'd like to, you know, position it with people in the market that are the market leader, if you will. We'd mm-hmm. like to position it with people that do promoting, that do institutional advertising, and people that you know, look at it and say, hey, you know what, this is something that I can do to build store traffic. It's it feels good, it looks good, and I think the end result is we're going to sell some carpet too.
I think you will. Congratulations. I think it's as Sandy said, I think it may be one of the best things I've seen so far this year. So we have run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us, Jim. We've been talking to Jim McIntosh, who's VP and General Manager at Tuftex of California, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.